It's 5 minutes with me.
Hey friends, Marco here. And welcome to 5 minutes with Marco. I'm recording from my backyard today because it is a lovely day. Okay, we're going to talk about staying put. Recently, at one of my youth ministry coaching program cohorts, we were having a conversation about longevity in ministry, specifically about staying in one church for a long time. And various people were sharing great thoughts on the benefits and the challenges. In our little cohort of 10 people plus me, one had been at his church for 15 years, one had been in his last church for 14 years, and one had been at her church for 11 years. So we had a few who knew what they were talking about. Again, we're not just talking about being a youth ministry veteran who has been at six different churches for 4 years each. We're talking about staying put, one church, many years. I made some notes to myself. I'll call them four mindsets necessary for youth ministry longevity, aka staying put. Number one, the grass is usually not greener over there. Sure, the other church looks bitchin'. Seems like it would be an amazing place to become the Uber youth pastor, right? But probably not. In fact, you know how grass gets really green where a dog pees and then eventually kind of burns out because of the nitrogen? Yeah, well, that other place might just look greener at the moment because, well, I'll let you and your doggy imagination finish that on your own. Related to that one is number two. Don't compare what you know about your context to what you assume about another. This mindset's a riff on some advice I heard Tick Long give over the years when talking about how to think about the amazing speakers at our old youth specialties conventions. He would say, don't compare what you know about yourself to what you assume about that speaker. The same is true about church and ministry contexts. You know the dirt on your current place. You know that sweet-looking old dude who actually tries to make your life a living hell. You know the senior pastor who seems so approachable and personable actually struggles like crazy to engage at a human level. And then you see that other church and you make assumptions, sometimes with rosy glasses. Glasses, by the way, that are provided to you free of charge by that church who wants you to see them in that rosy hue. Thought number three, tension is a great opportunity for growth if you have the humility to flex and be wrong. Marriages reach what is commonly called the 7-year itch. The honeymoon is long gone and things have settled into a rut of sameness. I think youth workers hit a 3 or 4 year itch with their churches. Year one, wow, you really like me. Year two, yeah, let's stir the pot and change some things. Year three, yeah, things are starting to click. Year four, I'm out of ideas and you people kind of suck. But if you want personal growth, well, then staying is the best option. Sure, there are times to leave, but you'll likely experience more growth by staying than if you bolt, even though there's tension and things aren't rosy. Fourth thought, you'll need a localized vision and appreciation for the unique ministry opportunities and potential of your specific community and church. If your vision is vanilla, like I want to be big, or I want to have a national platform, or I want churches on the other side of the country to be like us, then you're often forced to cater to the lowest common denominator. Like, what if you end up creating and leading the most amazing ministry ever for redneck Baptist teenagers in a small town in Texas? In order to make it translate or transfer to being the most amazing ministry ever for that African-American Catholic youth ministry in Minneapolis, well, you're going to have to shave off a good dose of the uniquenesses. You're going to have to vanillaize it. Bleh. I mean, I like vanilla in ice cream, but youth workers who stay at the same church for a long time invent their own flavors that have very little to do with vanilla. You've likely heard me say this before, but everywhere I go in the world, the best youth ministries are weird. They have a high degree of awareness of their uniquenesses, and they celebrate them rather than tamping them down. So the corollary for you and me as youth workers is everywhere I go in the world, the best youth workers are weird. Know yourself and fly your freak flag. To be clear, I'm not suggesting you should never leave or that you should stay when things are toxic or you're being mistreated. Heck, I worked at four different churches, and the stories of why I moved were in each case completely different from one another and clear to me that the move was right. All I'm saying is, and you can ask any youth worker who stayed in one place for more than 10 years, there are massive benefits to staying put.
The Youth Cartel Podcast Network.